As you probably know, for a few months now, the population has been called upon to make a clean breast of what they know of what has happened in Togo during a very difficult period in our history. Violence, killings, incarceration of people without judgment, etc. Well, the report has come out, and we all think this is an important step towards national reconciliation and the rebuilding of this shattered country. And we hope this will be a new beginning for the people of Togo.
You are one of the people who have been affected by violence in Togo. Are you willing to have a new beginning?
Well, as you know, about a year and a half ago, we decided to accept the hand of peace, which has been extended to us by the president and people of my party, Union of Forces for Change, have joined the government. We look forward to working together to rebuilding this poor, shattered country. But we think for a country to make progress, we should not always just be looking back. We should rather look forward. And in this respect, we think this report that has come out is a first step, an important step towards national reconciliation.
Now, the president not only has he apologized, but he is also saying that the government of Togo should make reparation to the victims of the violence. Do you think the president's on the right track?
Yes, he's on the right track. And we want to see what's going to be the next step. I think time will tell whether these apologies by the government and the president in person is serious or is not serious.
I am from Liberia, where a Truth and Reconciliation Commission there had made its report. And it's very striking to hear the president of Togo coming out to publicly apologize.
I've got to know him. I've met him a few times. We have had discussions. And I think he's a new breed of leaders that's coming out in Africa. And the old system of having strong men to rule the country seems to be a thing of the past, but time will tell.
You said that your party has decided to join the government. Does this mean that you have foregone your own ambition to be president of Togo?
I've been in the fight for the liberation of my country. I've been in the fight to make sure that the reconstruction of the country takes place. Personal ambition has never been an important element in my political career. Yes, if the occasion should present that it should play an important role in our country, I will do so. And in my own small way, I continue to make whatever contribution I can.